It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live in front of a studio audience. Well, it's not a studio audience. In front of an audience in the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. And boy, have we got a show coming up for you today. And it's one that has... So for those of you who don't know, who listen to this podcast and don't know how the whole thing works, allow me to explain it to you. So when we record this podcast, we do it with an audience listening and watching us. Isn't that right? There's people listening and watching us now. And that's how we get the calls. So they call in and that's how we talk to them, or they send voice notes. And that's how it works. And before doing the podcast every day, before recording it, we put the topic up on our Facebook page, which has like 180,000 followers. We're influencers.
189,000.
We're nearly
up at 200,000 mark.
We are getting influencers.
Yeah. We are influencers.
And the reaction to today's topic is off the charts. Yeah. People are so angry about it. And let's delve into it straight away. It is a message that came in on our Facebook page yesterday evening. What time is it? Because you saw it. About 7 o'clock?
No, we're good. I think he came in yesterday, but lunchtime.
Oh, was it lunchtime? Yeah. Okay, well, I don't check the messages. Anyway,
It came in yesterday at 11:57.
My apologies. Anyway, it's from a woman who just wants to be known as D. And this is what's after really, really annoying people. D says, don't name me if you talk about this. But you can where I live. I don't care. I live in Donegal. And two neighbours who live right beside me put up big Irish flags outside their houses. And before anyone asks, yes, they're anti-immigrants because I've seen their comments on Facebook. Anyway, my husband is Romanian and we both think it's intimidating. I rang the council about it and they're doing nothing. Can you ask your listeners what I can do about this? Because it is not right. And that is from someone who just wants to be known as D. So she sent us some...
Mind your own business about it.
Well, calm down. Haven't asked your opinion yet.
Have you ever heard the lie?
So she sent us a photograph, not for publication, of the road in Donegal. And I want you to describe it, Katie. So her house, where she's clearly said, is there. And two doors down to the left.
Yeah, big flag hanging out the top window.
Big flag hanging out the window. And then... three doors to the right.
That's another big flag.
Another big flag. So.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't do it just because I don't think it looks classy hanging out of a house. But the tricolour is not some dirty token. It's proud of your flag. What's the
okay,
problem?
No, everybody is proud of their flag. Like when Ireland are playing in football later on, my son will be bringing an Irish flag. Mm-hmm. But we all know this from talking about it before on the podcast. Irish flags being put up in housing estates and on lampposts around Ireland means something completely different now, don't they? They do. There's no point
I don't
in
necessi- no,
yeah,
I they don't do. Necessarily
there's
agree.
Well, there's no point in being silly about it. That's
I don't necessarily agree. I think, okay, it is obviously, there's a tone of right-wing.
I wouldn't even messaging. Say right-wing, but it's anti-immigration. It's, well, the way Adrian...
You called it far right before you went on air.
Oh. Okay,
let's... You used the word far right before we went on air, so I mean...
Okay, but there is an anti-immigrant sentiment to putting the flags up. And as Adrian said a couple of weeks ago, it's like a cat having a pee marking its territory. That's the reason for that. It's the same thing. That, you know, they paint the roundabouts in England. They paint George's...
I don't have a flag up in my house, but I absolutely support people who want to put flags up in their house. Ireland is in absolute shit. We are in shit. Our education system is in shit. Our healthcare system is in shit. Our housing, the housing system and the homeless crisis, we are in the shit.
What's this got to do with...
Because the government need to curb it. They need to rein it in a little bit, sort out our problems and then help everybody else. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We have to look at this practically. How much is too much? We are already past the point. It is time that the government take a long, hard look at everything that we need to fix here before And it's not about... It's nothing against, you know, foreigners or immigrants or anything like that. Because people shouldn't take it out on the immigrants. It's not them. It's the government. It is the people in power who are
would
the problem.
Would you agree that the main reason a lot of people are flying the Irish flag now outside their houses on the lamppost is because of an anti-immigration stance.
But even if people...
No, just yes or no.
I think a lot of it is. But even if that is the case and people have concerns about immigration, what's the issue? If they're making a point that they do not agree with the immigration policy in this country, what is the problem? They are entitled to do that. They are... Well, you're entitled to protest. It's like a form of protest. What's
also, you're agreeing that the hanging the Irish flag is a form of
it's a form of protest.
Anti-immigration
not all. But I do believe there are people hanging it with this thing of, you know, Ireland is for the Irish, and I don't have a problem with anyone coming into this country if they're going to work and actually contribute to society.
Absolutely, same,
more
yeah.
than welcome.
Yeah.
It's these leeches that come in expecting everything because Ireland is a soft touch. I don't have time for those people. Send them home. Or people coming in from war-torn countries, genuinely who are in danger, their lives in danger. Absolutely. You have to help them. You have a duty. But the point is that if people want to, you know, make a statement by hanging up an Irish flag and voicing basically that they are not happy with the immigration policy in this country, they are more than bloody well within their rights
now,
to do that.
Now, interestingly, Katie, an hour before the show came on, spoke to Dee, who contacted us. You didn't say any of that to Dee at the time.
Well, I said, no, I
know she didn't want to come on anyway.
Dee, what's your fundamental issue? Can you not just ignore it? In fairness, I said, why don't you hang up a Romanian one?
Okay, that's the question. Is it intimidating, do you think? Now, by the way, we're all sitting here talking about this, and none of us are foreign nationals, so none of us are living in a foreign country, okay? So we're not living in a foreign country. We're not living in a place that we are the minority and we are strangers.
Jeremy, it's okay. A flag. There's nobody marching outside the immigrants' houses saying, go home, go home. It's a bloody flag. It's our national flag, the tricolour. And I, for one, don't see a problem with it.
Okay, we would like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Putting yourself in the shoes. And by the way, the ignorance in the comments... From people who don't know the difference between, every time you mention the word Romania, they don't know the difference between Roma and Romania. Did you see some of the comments?
No.
And another absolute clown on our Facebook page, turning around and saying, did her husband come over on a boat? Was he in an iPass center?
I know.
Okay. Romania.
I know.
To that
it's
absolute
so hard.
To that absolute hick.
Romania is
in Europe, okay? So Romanians are welcome and quite legally able to stay here. They're not coming over. Do you see the other person? Where's the war in Romania? There doesn't need to be a war.
Anthony Nolan.
Yeah.
She can't ignore vile racism going on outside her house, Katie. Anthony, there is nothing wrong with showing some patriotism. If you want to hang an Irish flag outside, hang it out of your ass, that is your own business.
Okay, but I would say as well, the people who are giving out saying, what's wrong with a flag? What's wrong with a flag? Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Irish flag. But most of the people who are saying that, you get triggered by LGBT flags. Look at all those fools that get triggered when they see a rainbow flag. Oh my God, a rainbow flag. Oh, rainbow flag indoctrination. Indoctrination. Rainbow flag.
Do you have an issue with these flags? Honestly, yes.
I wouldn't want them in my area. Yeah, I wouldn't want them in my area. Because.
Whoa!
Yeah, thank you. Back in a sec.
You'd be offended by it.
No, I wouldn't be offended. I don't get offended by things. Don't go away. Des is waiting to come on. Hang on.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Des, I've pinned my colours to the mask. You see what I did there, Katie? So people know what my opinion is on this. Des, what do you think?
About hanging the flags out?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant, to be honest.
What's brilliant about it? And why is it... Well, first of all, why do you think it's been done?
Well, there's a lot of people who've got concerns about what's called unvetted migration, and then there's all the what's called criminal stuff that's been going on as well around the country, like, you know.
Okay, so you are admitting that the reason the flags are put up is because of an anti-immigration stance?
I think it's a message to the government, to be honest, like, you know.
Should the government aren't going around Donaghmede, going up that road in Donaghmede looking at flags? The government aren't going to see that flag.
It's people making a protest. It's a form of protest. I don't see the problem with it. It's no different to people going marching on Leinster House about immigration.
Okay, but coming from Dee's husband, who is a Romanian man and says he feels intimidated by it, can you see why he would be intimidated by it?
I can probably see why he is intimidated. But, like, why should he be intimidated? Like, he's in Ireland. Like, my wife is Filipino, and I'm considering putting up an Irish flag myself. I considered doing it years ago, but I never did. But, you know, the more I think about it, I think I should.
But the thing is, people are saying that he should put up a Romanian flag. Now, I'm telling you now, that would cause huge. Can you imagine if he flew a Romanian flag out of his window? There would be war. So, regardless of how you all think on this, you were all triggered by a flag, one flag or another, aren't you? Can you imagine?
But you're the one triggered.
Oh, I'm not triggered at all.
You're triggered. You don't like them. You don't want them in your area. Why would you not want your own national flag in your area? Hang on. The flag that your ancestors
you just said, and I'll rewind back the podcast if you like, darling. You said at the very start of this podcast, you wouldn't want, it wouldn't be your thing to have
it. It wouldn't be my thing to hang. That's up, all but I'm wouldn't saying. Be if, but I wouldn't say I don't want them in my area.
Are there any in your area?
No, there's not.
Okay.
But if there were, I certainly wouldn't be getting up in arms over it.
Oh, you'd be onto the management company.
No, I wouldn't. Right. And Jeremy, by the way, your ancestors, my ancestors, well, half of 50% of my ancestors, because my dad's French, but half my ancestors, half your ancestors, or all of your ancestors, probably fought so that flag could be hung, for the right to that flag to be hung. You're the same person, by the way. Here we go. You're the same person, by the way, who wants to see the Irish language taken out of schools.
No, I don't.
He said, oh, sorry.
I didn't want my kids learning it. Yeah, that's all I said.
Yeah, you're a turncoat.
Okay.
Why do you hate the Irish in Ireland?
Love the
Why
Irish.
Do you have no pride in your country?
The most
Why do
patriotic
you not care about
person
Ireland?
Gone.
You are not patriotic.
So, Des, you can't see where he's coming from at all, being intimidated by that flag. Des, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
You can't
if that Romanian guy wants to put up a Romanian flag, I have no problem with it whatsoever. I remember driving through Limerick one time, and I think it was a football game on or whatever, and there was a Union Jack hanging on a window.
Oh, Jesus, what was
that? Like, basically, they're flags. At the end of the day, they're just flags. But, like, the protest of putting up the flags around the country, I'm in full agreement with them. Absolutely 100% agreement with them. And I think everybody should do the same. Like, I'm hearing for people that I never heard of before, even concerned about what's going on in the country.
Oh, we're all
actually speaking up now.
Yeah, we're all concerned about it. But the thing about hanging up flags outside, by the way, why wasn't there Irish flags hanging up outside houses 5 years ago?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, hang on, I'm just asking Des the question. How come this wasn't an issue 5 years ago?
5 years ago, because, like, it takes a long time for people to sort of to come out of their shells, like, you know? Like, the same thing could be said for everything that's happened over the last 10 years has echoes of what happened prior World War II in Germany. And the whole mantra or agenda is flipping back the opposite direction at the moment. So, like, it's a road, whether we like it or not, we're going down that road of probably ultra-right-wing nationalism throughout Europe, throughout the world, and it hasn't happened by pure accident. It has been absolutely constructed and manufactured by the powers that be who are in government leading our country today and are leading Europe and so on.
I will be honest, and I will say it, I will hold my hands up because I'm not a liar and I don't talk shit. I do believe that certain areas you are more likely to see the flags hanging in. And don't even say for a second that I'm wrong. You go to Killiney, you go to Fox Rock, you won't see flags hanging from. You are more likely to see them in the likes of Ballyfermot. And that's not to say that these people are wrong to hang them. They are absolutely well within their right, and I support their right to do so.
But why do you only see it on lampposts?
But why do you only see it in certain areas?
Well,
you only see it in working class areas, Des.
Yeah, and I fully understand why working class areas would be putting up the flags. Because those people are the people who are living at ground zero when it comes to their sons and daughters being attacked on the streets, being abused, being raped, whatever it might be. You know, I'm not living in a city, but I can fully empathize with people who are walking around streets not recognizing where the place they grew up and lived in all their lives. And all of a sudden, you have this mass migration of hordes into a country from places we don't know of. You know, are they being set free out of institutions or prisons abroad
you said it's anti-immigration, right? Even if it is people making but even if it is, right, and people are, you know, voicing their concerns or their anger or frustration over the immigration situation here in Ireland, even if that is the case and there is, you know, an undertone you feel of racism, if people are angry, what's the problem? What's actually the problem, even if that is the issue?
No, what Des did say, and it's true, there are foreign nationals coming into this country who are dangerous people. We all know that, and that needs to be stopped. Mm-hmm. But how is flying flags outside two houses in Donaghmeet going to change that?
It's not. Hang on. You think two people going on a march through Dublin City, you think it's really going to change anything? No, but it's having. It's making a point. It's making a statement. Would you rather people...
But what is the statement of hanging a flag outside your house?
It's a statement that you're proud of your country, that you want your country to be your country.
No, I'm proud of my country.
Ireland, listen.
You don't need a flag to say you're proud of your country.
Let's be honest here, Jeremy. Ireland is changing. And it is, and I support multiculturalism and I support diversity. And
she'd have to, you're half French.
Cultural enrichment. Yeah, I'm half French, exactly. So I support it. But I support it when there is actually cultural enrichment. I support it when people are coming into the country to work and to contribute. I also support when people are coming into the country and getting involved with the local community.
Which they do. But
Not all of them do.
That, they're still not considered Irish. When you see, you know, people who are born here and happen to have brown skin and they're playing Oh, they'll never be Irish. You can't be black and never be Irish. Stay there for a second. Shane, what do you want to say on this?
I'm just wondering, why is it a big deal when we put up our own flags outside our houses? But it's been going on for 2 years now with people putting Palestine flags outside the houses. And there's none on any radio station or papers giving out about it.
Well, there was actually. We did a podcast about a year ago from someone giving out yards that it was a Palestine flag hanging up in their workplace. Do you remember that?
One debate over a year where this debate is going on all the time about Irish flags being pulled up, racism this, racism that. We have this weekend in Ireland, we have our national football team playing and our rugby team playing.
Yes.
So how do you know these people are not putting up them flags for that?
Okay, because we all know that.
Irish is always putting up flags. We're representing our own country. I'd like to ask, and especially with this one, Debs, in Donaghmeet, does Deborah not realise the massive protest that went on for months outside the centre, the ground plane centre there? That's not far from Donaghmeet, so she obviously knew what was happening.
But her partner is an asylum seeker. He's a Romanian man.
And does her partner seriously feel scared because we're putting up our own flags?
Yeah, but see, we can't. I don't know how a foreign national here would feel, but she says that he is intimidated.
Intimidated in what way? A flag is flown over his head, he's intimidated. Is he intimidated of a Ryanair airplane going over his head?
Jeez, well, I don't know. Maybe he has a fear of planes.
No, but seriously, come on. You need to, honestly.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'd get more trouble if I put an Israel flag outside my house than I would with my own fucking Irish flag.
I know, I'd say you would.
I just don't know, Jeremy, how you can claim to be a proud Irishman. Because you, in your own words, you would consider yourself a patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm proud. I'm proud to be Irish. Yeah. This isn't about me, by the way.
No, but I'm just trying to get into your psyche.
No, you don't need to. It's not about me.
No, I do, because I want to know how you can say you're a proud Irish man and a patriotic man when you don't want your kids to speak Irish.
That's a topic for another day. We'll talk about it next. But that's not what it's about.
You're sitting here questioning
people. I'm not even answering the question.
You're sitting here questioning people about why they're hanging up the Irish flag, and you're judging people for. But you're the same person who claims to be an Irish patriot when really you don't even want your kids to speak Irish. You're not an Irish patriot. You're an idiot.
No, I just thought they'd be better spent.
You're an idiot.
They'd be better spent learning a language. That's conversation for another day. By the way,
you can't answer it because you cannot answer.
I'm sorry, a lot of those people that call themselves patriots, the likes of your man Dog Kicker and all that. Did you ever see the video Dog Kicker?
No, don't.
And your man starts speaking to an Irish. Didn't he have a clue what he was saying? So that's a separate issue. It's my business what I want my children learning.
But then don't claim to be a patriot if you don't even want your kids to speak the national language that our ancestors fought to keep alive.
Your ancestors didn't fight. Let me go back to you. Do you think that they have any reason to be upset about this, Shane?
Not a hope in hell. And if she's terrified, I don't know, move back to Poland or move to wherever her husband's from, because it's an Irish flag. A flag is never going to hurt anyone, so I don't know what he's terrified or scared of a flag.
Okay, you're saying a flag will never, ever hurt anybody. Why do people get so offended by the rainbow flag by the LGBT flag?
Because a lot of people don't believe in the shit that's getting pushed with the LGBT. As I said to you a couple of months ago on this programme, if I knew what was coming down the line, I would have voted no for the gay marriage. But I voted yes because I thought it'd be great for men and women to marry each other. But what we have seen coming down the lines with fucking trans and you're a man but you're a woman but you're a man, that's all bollocks. Okay. And that's why people get frustrated.
But that's not just what the LGBT flag represents.
You look at all the big sports clubs in England now, they're actually taking the LGBT branding off their jerseys because they don't want to be involved in it.
I've seen LGBT all over sport. But my point is, have you not just proven there then that you are triggered by the rainbow flag?
Football club, we're an LGBT.
No, answer the question. Are you triggered, Shane, by the LGBT flag?
I couldn't give a bollocks about it.
But you seem very angry about it.
Are you triggered by the...
I'm not, Jeremy. I'm trying to explain to you. You keep saying, what's the problem with the LGBT flag? I don't care about the LGBT flag. But I don't have a problem with an Irish flag going up. Same when I'm walking around City Centre and all I see is Palestine flags hanging out.
Jeremy, how do you feel about it? I don't give a bollocks. How do you feel about the LGBTQ flag?
I don't get triggered by any flag. The only flag that would trigger me is the swastika flag. Okay, the flag in Nazi Germany. Right. That's the only
flag. If one of your neighbours hung an LGBTQ plus flag outside their bedroom window, whatever, your next door neighbour, would you have a problem with it?
But I don't like any flags, to be honest. We had neighbours that were putting them county flags. They were from Clare when Clare were playing in the All Ireland.
That's only for a very short.
Yeah, but I just don't like. I don't like flags.
To be fair,
at all. Stay there for a second and stay there, Shane, because you're going to be very interested with what Joseph has to say in this. Joseph, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Jeremy? You're right. The flag debate rages on, and I have to say I find it infuriating because this, and I refuse to listen to anyone who says otherwise, has become a recent phenomenon. Now, let me explain what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
In recent years in Ireland, the tricolour was out for St. Patrick's Day. There'll be tricolours out tonight when Ireland take on Portugal. There are tricolours at the houses of people that are staunch Republicans. That has been the case for donkey's years in this country. This recent influx of the tricolour is for one reason and one reason only. It is giving those who have sought asylum in this country, whether they've done it legally or not, the two fingers. It's Irish people marking their territory and letting those people know who we are. And it is intimidating. It is. And it's recent enough. And it's funnily in areas of gobshites, uneducated fools predominantly. And I'm sorry, but if it's a football match, if it's a staunch Republican, whatever, at government buildings, that's fine. But this recent thing of Irish flags going everywhere and those people saying that it's not anti-immigration, it's not racist, are fucking liars.
Okay, that's
okay, all of them.
Joseph. Are there any iPass centres or...
Here we go.
No, I'm just
sorry, wondering. I have an iPass centre beside me. So that shoots your argument straight out there.
Okay, well, I'm asking Joseph.
I'm not actually asking you. Working class areas. I live beside
okay,
them.
Okay, well, I'm allowed to ask Joseph a question. Thanks very much if you could stop butting in. Joseph, are there any iPass areas in your... or centres in your area?
No, there's not.
No.
Before you go on with this, Katie, I have to say there is a problem in this country with immigration that the government need to address.
Yeah.
There is a right for the general public to protest peacefully given what has happened. But what we saw recently is thuggery and people setting fire deliberately to these places to potentially kill.
Hang on a second.
That's the type of person that has that tricolour or not.
That's the people you're dealing with. There are plenty of people who would hang the flag proudly from their home and wouldn't be out setting Garda vans on fire. That is a cop out. It's a ridiculous
Katie, hang on for a second.
It's completely irrelevant.
Who do you know that has hung a tricolour outside of their home had it not been for a football match for St. Patrick's Day or if they were a staunch Republican?
Joseph, me personally, I don't know anyone personally. But I would not judge somebody who wants to make a statement, whether it's to the government or for themselves or whatever, about the state that this country is in, because Ireland is in tatters. You said it yourself.
And that's the way to do it, to throw up a tricolour, to let the other people know that aren't from this country, that this is what it's all about. What's it all about?
There are a lot more offensive ways that people could be making their case, trust me. And there are people who like setting Garda vans on fire, like attacking immigrants, because nobody agrees with that. Nobody likes racism. Racism is disgusting. Scumbags are racists. But there's a difference between being a racist and voicing your concern or frustration or anger or upset.
And that's their way of doing it.
Live in and love.
But how is putting the flag up?
Go and protest outside Dahl Éireann. Get up to Kildare Street and do it.
Stay there for a second, Shane. Okay, Shane, you've been listening to him there. What do you want to say to Joseph?
I just want to know, what age bracket is Jonathan in?
Joseph.
Joseph, what age bracket is he in? Is 50s, 60s?
I don't know. Don't know the man.
I'm in my late 40s.
This is the problem. People are in their 50s and 60s. They're set in their ways and they don't want change in this country. And that's the problem. That's why we keep getting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted in all the time, because it's all the old cunts that keep voting them in because, I'm afraid of change. I'm afraid of change. This country needs a change. Now, if someone puts up an Irish flag outside the house, and even if it's a council house, if the neighbour is not happy, well then, fucking move it. Or put up your national flag outside your house. Because he's making a massive problem about us putting Irish flags up. But as I keep saying, there's not one thing about a Palestinian flag going up. And it's not even in air control. But yeah, air country is covered in Palestinian flags, and that's okay. But the minute we put up an Irish flag, we're racism.
Jesus Christ. We have been an occupied country. You know Irish history, I'm sure. So we can empathise with the people of Palestine for what is happening over there, a literal fucking genocide. Now, the Irish are closer to this than most other countries.
If it's a Palestinian flag outside your neighbour's house, you don't give a bollocks. But the minute someone puts an Irish flag outside the house, he's a racist cunt, he's a racist bastard.
No, hang on. I said there are three reasons, which has been the case for many years, for an Irish flag to be aloft outside someone's house. For a match like the one tonight against Portugal, understandable. For St. Patrick's Day, understandable. If they're a staunch Republican, like it or not, again, understandable. The recent Irish flag thing
wars,
is...
There's been wars in other countries for fucking years. In Africa, there's a war all the time, and you don't see us putting African flags out our window. But because of this genocide, LGBT, we're all fucking flying the flag for Palestine. Now, why'd I do it? If I was your neighbour and I put an Israel flag outside my house, how would you feel?
I'd feel disgusted. But, what they're doing to the Palestinians is disgraceful.
I feel disgusted, but there's fuck all you can do about it.
But what you're saying is...
Outside my house has nothing to do with any of it.
But you know bloody well that you hanging an Israeli flag outside your home would be incendiary. And that's exactly the reason that people are hanging out tricolour students. It is. It's marking the territory.
Absolutely nothing to do with me.
It is letting...
But me hanging a flag outside my house is not going to stop what's going on in Palestine.
Why do you have the tricolour outside your house? Why?
Because I'm an Irish patient. I don't like what's going on. And I have it out this weekend and I had it out last weekend, because last weekend Ireland were playing Japan in the rugby, and this weekend we're playing New Zealand and we're playing Portugal in the football.
So that's
grand. Yeah, absolutely.
But hang on, Shane, he doesn't have a problem with that.
No, means the tricolour's there. Hang on. I have given you three situations where I feel you're perfectly entitled to put the Irish flag out. And let me explain it to you once again. You clearly weren't listening.
Who are you to tell me if I'm entitled to put a flag outside my own house?
I'm not telling you whether you're entitled to hang it out or not. I am explaining to you.
If you're my neighbour and you didn't like me putting a Palestine flag or an Irish flag out of my house, no, I tell you what to do. Fuck off back down the street.
I'm explaining to you that it is incendiary. That's what it is.
You're a lefty.
I'm a lefty.
Old lefty that doesn't want change in the country. That's all.
I have just said, only two minutes ago, that there needs to be change in this country, that the immigration policy needs to be looked at, that there is a problem.
Shane, I don't think you're listening to him. He's actually saying he's agreeing with you, and he's saying that the country does. We all agree. Myself and Adrian have been banging this drum for months now that we need a change in the immigration policy. That's not the point he's making. The point he's making is that Joseph believes that the flying the Irish flag in housing estates, like on that road in Donaghmede, that is inciting anti-immigration hatred. Is that what you're saying, Joseph? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
That's exactly what it is. Like I said, if it's St. Patrick's Day, if it's an Ireland match, or if you're a staunch Republican, if the tricolour's outside your home, that's fine. Well, and that's been the case for as long as I've been alive, that's been happening. The recent influx of tricolours is unbelievable.
I am driving by a Turkish barber's now at the minute, and they have an Irish flag outside their window. Do you think by them putting that Irish flag up there, racism? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not carrying everyone with the one brush. I'm saying that
it's not Irish. It's a Turkish barbers with an Irish flag outside it. So you try to tell me that the people
hang on. We are talking about a recent phenomenon. Irish flags, suddenly, maybe 30% of the country, I don't know what the figures are, have tricolours held aloft. Why? Because it's an anti-immigration thing. Not all immigrants coming into this country are rapists or any of this bullshit. Immigration is good for the country.
We're taking 17,000 more immigration in than what we're meant to take in. We haven't got
I have said this loads of times. There is a problem there that needs to be addressed. That is fine. But we can't tar these people with the one brush, given the couple of incidents that have happened. And I understand people's anger with that. And they have a right to protest peacefully with that. But what's happening with the tricolour is an incitement to hatred.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Joseph. Take a breather. Thank you very much, Shay. And let's have a listen to this voice note from Robbie. Hey, Robbie. Sorry, there is Robbie there.
Jeremy, please stop using the LGBTQ flag as a fucking comparison. It's not the same fucking thing. Yes, people don't agree with it. You know, I personally, fuck them. I couldn't give a shit if they don't agree with it. You know, that flag doesn't bother me. Same as your people flying the Irish flag doesn't bother me. You know, yes, a lot of the time it is. Recently, it's been used to send a negative message, and that's not what the flag should be about. But ultimately, if people want to fly it, you know, they're in Ireland. They should be allowed to fly it.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here is Martin. Hey, Martin.
Just one message there for Joseph.
Oh, here we go.
I don't see the issue when you say you're marking your territory. Is it better we mark our own territory than have some other fucking crowd come in and mark it as their own? All you have to do is look at cities in the UK like Bradford and Birmingham, places like that. There's places in France, Marseille, places like in areas of Stockholm in Sweden that are just fucking now completely Islamic areas. So I'd prefer to mark my territory now than have some motherfucker mark it for me.
Okay, Martin, a couple of things. Islam is not a nation. It's a religion, so there's no Islamic flag, so to speak. So, and secondly, Martin, as an Englishman living in Ireland, and you're a proud Englishman, why don't you hang a Union Jack out of your gaff from tomorrow and leave it up there for a month and see how that goes? Because I'm telling you, what do you think would happen if Martin hung a Union Jack outside? What do they call it? The butcher's apron. So you are proud.
I have to be honest.
Pride flags trigger people. I get triggered when I go up north and I see the Union Jack. I don't know why I do. It triggers me.
Somebody in my estate hung a Union Jack, would I be triggered? Yeah, I absolutely would. Probably make me feel a bit physically ill.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy at all.
I know, there's just something...
I would get onto the council and I'd be like, take that down.
Something built into us, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Stay there for a second, please, Joseph. A couple of people want to talk to you. Anthony, how are you, Anthony?
Hello.
Hiya, what do you want to say on this, Anthony?
How are you? No, I just seen a post on Facebook there about the Irish flag being flown.
Yes.
And that their neighbours were felt intimidated by the Irish flag being flown.
And I think intimidated is probably, you know, I think intimidated is probably a strong word. I don't know how you could be intimidated, but her husband is from Romania and that's why he feels intimidated, yeah?
Yeah, that's okay. But I just personally think that, like, if you're in a country and you've come to a country to make a better life for yourself, the whole lot, you know, and you're providing, you're paying your taxes, the whole lot, you shouldn't be feeling intimidated by them flying their national flag, like.
But you know the reason behind flying it, a lot of people fly it. They won't admit to it, but the reason is because they want to say, this is Ireland, this is our Ireland for the Irish, this is our country.
Yeah, okay, and that's fair enough, like, but like, what's wrong with saying Ireland is for the Irish? I don't understand what's wrong with that. Like, is this a new branding thing now that, like, it's wrong to say that Ireland is for the Irish?
Because it's not. Ireland is for, you mean, there's plenty of people, one-fifth of the population is foreign national now. A lot of them are working here. A lot of them are married to Irish people. Is Australia for the Australians?
Yeah, of course. It's their native country.
So it's only for the Australians. So why is there tens of thousands?
You're taking me up wrong. You're taking me up completely wrong there.
Okay, go on.
No, what I'm trying to say is that if you've been born in the country, you've worked your whole life, you've provided your taxes, you've done everything by the book, you know, you haven't broken laws, the whole lot, why can't your country be for you?
Yeah, okay, and I'll put that to Joseph in a second. And I think it's just the context of it, Anthony, because I was up in the Phoenix Park the other day and you go by Áras an Uachtaráin and you see the Irish flags flying and it's a beautiful sight. It's a beautiful sight to see the Irish flags flying outside government buildings and stuff like that.
Beautiful.
But it gives off, and that's what you're saying, Joseph, isn't it? It gives off a different message when it's in the housing estate.
It does, absolutely. I mean, well, whatever happened to the land of a thousand welcomes, the Cade Mila Fáilte and all of that, I think that seems to have been lost. And what I've found over the recent years looking at this is when it was Poles and Ukrainians, there might have been a little problem, but not as much of a problem. But then when people with a slightly darker shade of skin came to the country, oh, Jesus, we're being taken over by the Muslims. There's going to be Sharia law, all of this utter bollocks.
You just have to take a quick look over by England. Take a look at England.
Come on.
The Sharia law and all is being brought in over there and being considered in over
what
there.
What are you talking? What Sharia law has been brought into the UK? What are you banging on about?
Have you not? I've gone onto the internet. I've done any research.
Tell me where Sharia law is being implemented in the UK. Where is Sharia law being implemented in the UK? I can Google while I'm on my phone now. Tell me where it's happening.
You have to understand that nobody, I don't think that I know of anyway, or me personally, has any problem with anybody coming into the country. That's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is people are coming into the country and not wanting to integrate into the society.
Sorry, and just for clarity here, Anthony, by the way, he is right. Joseph's right. There's nowhere in the UK where Sharia law is being implemented in courts.
Okay, well, I stand corrected then, but that's not what I've seen. But anyway, personally, that's fine. Okay, but it's not a race thing or anything of the sort. It's the fact that, if people come into the country, come in and provide, come in and work, make a better life for yourself, integrate into it, have your beliefs. You're more than welcome.
Well, a lot of them do. Yeah, a lot of them are doctors and nurses. And this has been lost on people. It's a remarkable thing. New York recently, they elected a mayor, Zoran Mamdani, and I saw a post on Twitter or somewhere, I think it was, saying, I can't believe they elected a Muslim mayor after what happened in 9/11.
Oh,
tarring
Jesus.
All Muslims with the one brush. These are the type of people you're dealing with. Uneducated tools. And they're aggravating us. Fuck, they really are.
Okay. All right. So, look, that's your belief.
Joseph, people are aggravated with good reason at the moment. I understand that. No, you don't understand because you're judging people.
I do understand.
You understand.
No, I have said that. I have said that there is a problem.
Listen, your head is so far.
There is a problem with immigration. We know that there are people coming in over the border up the north. We know that this is an issue. We know that crimes have been committed by certain people. And by all means,
the raw crimes against children and women being committed by these people who are coming into the country. You have to understand.
Well, anyone.
You're banging on about the Muslims there. I have Muslim friends, good Muslim friends. Good proper Muslims.
As do I.
Who are respectful, the whole lot have respect for the people.
Absolutely.
They call respect. I'm not branding them all with the same thing. But you have to understand that some of these are like extremists who think that, like, you know, they take from the Quran, you know, kill all infidels. Do you know what I mean? Are non-believers. These are people who don't
understand that.
Integrate into it. Like there was a 10-year-old girl up in City West attacked there only a few weeks ago.
I know this is a problem. The screening process needs to be better.
I've lived in Dublin City Centre. I've lived in Dublin City Centre for the last 10 years. Okay? And I've seen the changeness. I've walked down the street with my daughter and I've seen these group of men that you're trying to stand there and defend, actually staring at fucking women and children, following them into shops.
But Joseph is agreeing with you. Joseph is agreeing with you, by the way, Anthony. We all agree that dangerous people should not be let into the country. That's not the issue here. The issue here is that you have a Romanian national man who's living in Ireland, working in Ireland, married to an Irish woman, and he says that he finds it intimidating that there are flags being flown on his road that represent any anti-immigration sentiment.
But it's not about anti-immigration. That's the problem. People aren't taking a mature view on this. And they're just jumping to one thing and branding everybody that flies their own flag as a racist and anti-immigration. Like, I'm not saying that there isn't a percentage of people who are like that. But an awful lot of them are just being proud to be Irish and flying their flag and saying Ireland for the Irish. You've got how many Irish children that are in emergency accommodation? You've got Irish families who are growing up now, still living in their mother and father's box rooms. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, like if you go into any of the half-related houses or anything of the sort, like 90% of the population who are living in these kind of housing schemes are people that come into the country and aren't working and claiming every last benefit. I know that for a fact.
Then go and protest outside Dáil Éireann, where it really matters.
I have a number of
good. I'm glad to hear it. And you mentioned the incident, and I, as I mentioned, there is a problem with immigration that needs to be addressed.
I think if you're coming into a country and you're intimidated by the flag of that country, I don't really think that you should really be in this country. Like, I think you've had to pick the wrong thing. You're allowing teams, you know, like, you're allowing yourself to be small-minded and actually not listen to the opposition. You're being brainwashed.
The flag, the way it's being used now, the flag, the way it's being used now, is intimidatory. As I mentioned, because the only reason over the many years in this country we've had them is, as I said before, for a match for St. Patrick's Day, or if you're a staunch Republican. Okay. Now it's very much this is our land flag. It's the equivalent of the MAGA hat. It's the flag version.
Whoa, hang on, you're comparing Jesus.
That's mad. Whoa. That is mad, Joseph. You are some fool. You are a clown, man.
Okay, but don't call the callers.
Well, he's a clown. I'm going to call it as it is. He is a clown. Grade A clown. You are comparing hanging our national flag to wearing a MAGA hat.
I am saying that the reason. Wow. Yes. There are reasons we and I am a proud Irishman, Katie.
You are
I'm
not
very
a proud
of our strike.
You're
color.
A fool.
I am absolute. I'm not a fool. I'm no fool. I understand. I understand the anger with people.
Okay, but you're comparing the Irish flag to MAGA hats.
Well, with a certain cohort of society, yes. I mean, there are members of society that proudly hang the tricolour, which I have absolutely no issue with. I have an issue with the recent raising of the tricolour and the reasons behind it. That's my issue. And that is what I would compare to the MAGA hat wearers. Wow. Because I doubt they even know what the tricolour means.
Okay, stay there.
It's just,
okay,
oh, jeez, you are so... What a knob!
Okay, here's
I
Neil.
Don't know another listener on this show or another caller who is so patronising and so stuck up. Jeremy, yourself and Joseph should go live together in a happy little house, because the two of you are the same. You're okay. Exactly the same milk.
Not about me. Here's Neil.
Joseph, just a quick question, you arrogant bastard. Do you need a good fucking riot, dude? Because you're always angry. Always fucking angry. Go get yourself a riot, all right? And then come back and talk proper to people, you angry fuck.
Wow, we get Joseph's reaction to that in a second.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, just before the break there, we heard from Neil. I won't even put that question to Joseph, sorry.
Darren is saying I'm being censored. Darren, I'm going to ring you now, Darren. It's just our phones. Amanda's literally taking calls. I'm taking calls here. I don't think I've ever
seen
it.
Darren's being censored.
No, he feels like he's being censored.
But there's hundreds of people that want to come on. So, yeah.
But I am going to ring you, Darren. We're getting to you now. I've just, the phone, I actually cannot remember a topic. And Joseph, I suppose you can probably take a bit of pride in this. Your idiocy and your absolute vile outlook on things has spurred probably one of the biggest topics ever.
Let me just put this to Joseph. Adam says, what's the issue with being compared to a MAGA hat wearer? Not that they are anything even slightly comparable, but what's wrong with being compared to a MAGA? No, Adam.
Even
most of us would agree. Sorry, if you're
Trump's
a prick.
Trump is a prick
of a man.
But you cannot take from Trump, one thing I will say for Trump is you cannot take from him the fact that he fucking loves his country. He loves America.
It's funny, he's never married an American woman. He's married some from every other country.
Are you for real? American woman wouldn't probably have him.
Oh, well, that's very true. Okay, sorry, censor Darren is here now. Darren, sorry for censoring you.
That's all right, it's all right.
Okay, you have free speech now. What would you like to say? Are you annoyed with Joseph?
Well, who isn't annoyed with Joseph?
Go on.
Like, he's saying there, people marking their territory with the flag. What's wrong with marking territory? Ask them that. When he goes over to Spain, or wherever he goes on holidays, he sees that national flag flying. Does he get intimidated and get out there, does he?
No, you see, when people do that, because it's like, hey, look at me, I'm Irish. Hi, everybody. Kate Mila Fawcett. We're a great crack. It's different. The reason the flag's being put out around houses across the country now is for a totally different reason. It's not against Portugal tonight. It's not St. Patrick's Day. And it's not because they're staunch Republicans, or maybe it is. But the reason they're doing it is an anti-immigration thing. Would you stop the bullshit? All of the sudden, half the country have pride in the Irish flag. Oh, look at me, I'm staying. Proud. What a bollocks.
Shut that hole in your face, will you? I have two Irish flags flying, coming into my yard, and they've been up for the last, since I built it, about 5 years. So
5 years.
Why is that? Am I automatically now anti-immigrant because of that?
Come here to me. So 5 years ago, you started this process with your Irish flags. Were you not a proud Irishman before that? No, just you were only 5 years old. Oh, right. And what age are you now?
Are you listening to me? You absolute...
What age are you now? What age are you now?
Shut up for a fucking minute, will you? Shut up for a minute.
Answer the question.
And put two flags on the way in when it was built.
Right.
That's why it's only 5 years.
And you put the tricolours up your whole life, have you?
Well...
Or is it a recent thing?
Are you deaf? 5 years are up.
That's why I asked you what age you were.
35.
What happened between the ages of 1 and 30? Were you not a proud Irishman? You've just found your Irishness in the past 5 years, have you?
I am a homeowner. Oh my God, Joseph. You listen to yourself. I am a homeowner now. I built it and I put the flags up. I didn't have a house before that. Therefore, I couldn't put flags up.
So long before there was an immigration policy, if you had your own home, you would have done that anyway. That's fine. I have no issue with that. What I'm saying is that a recent thing in this country is suddenly that people that have never done it before have suddenly found the tricolour to put up and hang up. Why? It's not for an Ireland match. It's not because Paddy Day.
We are in Ireland. We're marking our territory.
But hang on, we know it's Ireland. I mean, Darren, even no matter if I'm pissed drunk and I wake up still drunk the next morning, when I wake up, I know straight away it's Ireland. I know what country I'm in. Well, we don't need reminding.
When I was in Madrid, Jeremy, 2 months ago, there was Spanish flags everywhere.
Yes, that's true, but not in housing. You don't see them outside houses. You see them in government buildings.
It doesn't make a difference. There are Spanish flags in all parts of Spain, Jeremy.
But hang on, there's Irish flags outside every government building in Ireland as well. So that's not what this issue is.
When the flag is flying in someone's house, they're automatically anti-immigrant. And does this clown Joseph even spend any time with foreign people? Or is he just jumping on the RTE bandwagon like everyone else? Do you even have to spend time with foreign people, do you?
Jesus Christ. You guys all sing from the same fucking hymn sheet. My God. I suppose Katie and Jeremy now being in the media, they're in cahoots as well, are they? God almighty.
What are you on about?
But they're part of the media, RTE, the media, and all of this fucking... I'm sure you heard it all during COVID. Jeremy was pushing vaccines on people and everything.
Branding everyone.
Oh, no, there are people who believe we're paid for by the government, by the way.
We have had this before, absolutely. We're not paid for by the government because
I'll happily take money from the government, by the way. I'm sure you will.
Yeah. You take.
By the way, the people who claim we're being paid for the government, take their dole from the government. So they're the ones being paid for the government. Anyway, we're not being paid by the government. Let me have a listen to, Darren, his voice was not censored. And to everybody messaging, the amount of messages that I've been sent here, get him off, get him off, get him off.
No, phones are hopping today. Yeah, I have a headache.
But sorry, this is called Opinions Matter, okay? And again, the people asking for him to be cut off are the same people that say, you can't say anything anymore, free speech.
Anthony Nolan.
Sorry, what? What's
no, wrong? Katie, you should apologise to Joseph for the insult towards him. I apologise to nobody. I called him a clown because I feel he is a clown.
His comments
are clown-like.
Marky Partridge says Joe is a bell-end. Yeah, but Marky, at least he may be a bell-end.
At least he'll come on air.
At least he came on. Same with you, Paula Dunny, who's giving out about
Paula Dunny actually just sent her number.
Okay,
well, so I can retract that.
God, I better take that.
Sorry, mic. Paula Dunny's actually going to come on in 2 seconds. So.
Okay, I don't know if Joseph wants to stay there. Joe, what do you want to say? Hey, Joe.
Joe, why the fuck does it matter if you put your flags up 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago? Why the fuck does that matter? You fucking imbecile. You're such a fucking gobshite. I've never heard so much fucking bollocks, to use your words, out of anyone in my life. So there's an Irish flag flying in Ireland. Wow, who could have thought? It's not like if you go to Brazil, you'll see Brazilian flags, or if you go to Italy, you'll see Italian flags. So what the fuck is the difference?
Wow.
And why the hell does it matter what the meaning is behind it? You fucking gobshite.
Now, that is clearly not Joe. Amanda wrote the wrong name. You can't get the staff. Seriously, Amanda, that's not Joe. Maybe it is at the weekends. That is Amanda. Jess. And in fairness to Jess, I will say Amanda's saying she's been trying to get on. We're just trying to get through all the calls. And sorry if we didn't get back to her, but she is actually someone that did want to come on and talk to Joseph. But there's no point in coming on just to insult him. Okay, like where is that going to get us? Now, who's on the other line there?
That is Paula.
Oh, Paula, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I was about to say, oh, Paula hasn't got the balls to come on and talk to Joseph, and then you were on the other line.
Oh,
so.
Let me at him. Let me fucking at him.
Oh, Jesus. There fucking you go, Joseph. You have a date.
Talk to Joe.
Thank you, Paula.
Yeah.
How many years has he paid his fucking taxes in Ireland? That's what I'd like to ask that dimwad. How many years have you paid taxes? Because I'll tell you, as a taxpayer, I'm fucking fed up with it. I'm paying a mortgage. I'm paying tax on my mortgage. I'm fucking now paying more on my property tax. And these cunts are living scotch-free. And we're fucking paying for
them. Who is?
Pass yourself on, you stupid bastard.
Well, hang on a sec. Before he comes in, who's living scotch? This man who contacted us is Romanian. He works in Ireland. He's actually...
Yeah, and if he has a problem with the Irish flag, that's his fucking problem. If he doesn't fucking like it, fuck off. If I'm in Spain, I've no problem with a fucking Spanish flag flying in my face. That's the country that you're in. Respect the fucking country. That's exactly how I feel about it. I'm fucking angry with that other fucking Egypt on the other line.
That fucking Egypt is you, Joseph, by the way, I think.
Need I say more? These are the people we're dealing with. Congratulations, you've made an absolute kid of yourself.
Fucking God bless you.
How many years
have you paid your taxes, you big fucking editor?
My whole working life, I've worked in this country paying my taxes. Thank you very much. Yeah, so my whole working life. I'm still paying my taxes.
These criminals in our country, while our
elderly people... They're not all criminals, you fucking idiot. They're not all criminals.
You're the fucking
idiot. Oh, my God.
Listen to you, fucking dickwad.
Yeah. You speak on the behalf of the people that I'm thinking about in my head.
I think about an awful lot of my work colleagues that work our arses off to try and fucking keep food on our table.
Yeah, because they're coming over here and they're getting free houses and cars and all sorts.
Stop, I'm sick of listening to you. I fucking punch your lights in, you dickhead.
Yeah, another telephone tough guy. Go on.
You're talking shite. You're actually talking fucking sludge.
Yeah. You're lovely coherent ramble there. It makes complete sense.
You're too much fucking airtime, you prick.
Okay, Paula, what he's saying is that not every foreign...
She's lovely. Should we go for a drink, Paula?
Do you want to go for a
drink? Beautiful if you're in.
We'll discuss it over a pint. Come on, it'd be grand.
Guys, I don't know how you can listen to him because he is actually infuriating.
I have to give it to him. He annoys the hell out of me. I think he is a moron. Sorry, Joe.
I think he's
can be funny. I'll give it to you.
Paula, you and I should go on that Eating with the Enemy show. That'd be great crap.
Oh, let me fucking bring it on. Bring it on, pal. Okay. I'm sick. I'm from Sagart. And thank God I moved out there many years ago and I bought my own fucking house. But by day, my parents and the rest of my family are living there. And every fucking... You'd be lucky to spot the paddy in Sagart Village nowadays. It's fucking disgusting. My grandmother would turn in her fucking grave.
Hang on. You're talking about Spain there as well. You go to Marbella for 2 weeks holidays and you wouldn't find a Spanish person.
Jeremy,
these
people are not here to work. They are here.
Who is these people, Paula? Who are you talking about, these people?
These illegal immigrants.
We're not talking about illegal immigrants. Her husband is Romanian.
Talking about flying our flag.
No, I will tell you about her husband because she just messaged and she's happy to say her husband has been working as a mechanic in Ireland for 12 years. He probably fixed your car, Paula.
Excuse me?
He probably fixed your car. He's been working as a mechanic.
I don't give a fuck. Oh. Yes, if he's working, yes, he is welcome here. But he shouldn't have a problem with us flying our fucking tricolour.
Thank you, Paula.
I would fly my flag as high as I can.
Well, I tell you one, Paula, I'd be terrified to tell you to take it down. Thanks, Paula.
Can we make telephone tough guy a thing, by the way?
And thank you. Thank you, Joseph, as well. Do you want to apologise to Joseph?
Absolutely not, I think. Joseph, thanks for the lol, though. I mean, that was good. Eating with the enemy. I needed a laugh.
Yeah, we
today.
Like that. And thanks, Paula.
That was funny.
Yeah. Paula.
Thanks, guys.
Paula, I'll swap numbers with the two of you and you can meet up tomorrow, okay?
Let me at him.
There you go, Joseph. You're in for a good night there. Good luck.
I'm not against Ukrainians or Romanians or any other nationality.
Just people
who... These guys are coming into the IPAS centres and they're fucking raping young girls. They're beaten up. They're going around the streets with fucking knives.
I hear you.
Drugs, cans of beer during the day while we're all out fucking working to keep them. That's my problem.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody. Now, when I say this, I'm not exaggerating. And Amanda will testify to this. We literally have another 40 calls that we could go through.
We could have gone for the whole day.
But we have places to be and people to see and stuff like that.
You have nowhere to be, Jeremy.
Sorry?
Nobody's waiting to see you.
Oh, okay. Jess says, just turn it into the Joe Show, giving him airtime. Jessica, there's been topics where you've been on for the whole topic as well. Mm-hmm. So people wanted to talk to him. Mm-hmm. So when people want to talk to a caller, if you cut them off, then they come on and go, I want to talk to Joe. Where is he? Oh, we hung up on him. Oh, well, then I can't talk to him. That's the way. Like, surely you know how the show works. Anyway, to Dee, and I know you're listening in Donegal, I hope you got something from that debate. Personally, my advice would be, and I know you were looking for advice, not to hear screaming matches. My advice would be, don't talk to the neighbours about it, because that's just going to cause tension. Imagine going to your neighbours and having to take that flag down. And the thing about your husband...
Yeah, the hassle of it. But mind your own business. Look elsewhere. Don't look at the flag. Like, get a life. Is that serious? If that is the biggest thing you have to worry about in your life, if that is the biggest problem you have,
let's not lose her as a listener, okay?
No, but please, this just is called just opinions matter.
No, but just learn to shut your gob sometimes. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Zipped.
Thank you to all of you who listened to the podcast today. We shouldn't be laughing. It's a serious topic. Don't forget, if you want to get updated on every time we upload a new edition, a new episode, click follow and click the green bell on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. Because we put about five podcasts a week, isn't it? Five or six?
Five, six sometimes podcasts six. A week, actually, Jeremy. Six on average,
Thank you very much. Yeah. We're very hard workers here.
We are.
Yeah, we don't scrounge off anybody. Sure, we don't.
We don't scrounge off anyone.
Anyway, thank you very much. And again, apologies if we didn't get back to you. It literally was the phones. I was looking at the phone there and it was literally hopping off the table.
It was buzzing here.
The lines were crazy. Rawr. Yes, they were.
Oh, my God.
And we will talk to you on the next episode. And as always, if there's anything you want brought up on Opinions Matter, text us, WhatsApp us, 085-825-2626. And we will be talking about your topic maybe on the next episode. Bye-bye.